Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Welcome Saturday night to the jungle. I'm your host, Teo Russo, all the way in sunny, hot, slightly breezy Southern California. Won't do no weather reports, just know that it's hot. And that background noise you're probably hearing is still my air conditioner, keeping me at a nice, cool 72 degrees, and so I can be in my happy place. Got some things to get to tonight. Here at home, you know, we've talked about the track, our politicians. We're going to touch base on some bullshit that they're doing that's away from what we're trying to do, but can't figure out why. But we'll touch base on that. But let me get to this real quick for everybody. Just keep reminding them that Redemption, Texas Original No Prep Series, Redemption 6.0 on the road, November 25th and 26th at Tulsa Raceway Park. You guys can join the Redemption Texas Original No Prep group. Go to www.redemptionnoprep.com. Who's going to be there? Who's locking in? Who's doing what? Over $100,000 in money given out to the racers. It's going to be big. If you're in that area, hope you guys are going to make it. And I got to tell you, got a new thing I want to start promoting on here. And I put it up, and this is some good shit. It really is, man. And I'm pretty excited about it. If you're having problems, which some of us do, traction, I think I got the answer for you. Ultra Blue Traction Compound. This is some pretty good shit. And I guarantee you might not have that problem anymore. If you apply it correctly, don't just throw it on the ground and do a burnout and expect to break axles. But if you do break an axle, don't blame these guys, okay? Because they're just trying to help you. But go to www.ultrabluetraction.com. Ultrablutraction.com. Go check it out. Also, check them out on Facebook at Ultra Blue Traction Compounds or give them old jingle on the phone, man. 405. Yeah, that's right. It's in the 405. If you don't know that area code by now, I'll buy you a TV. 405-563-0538. That's some good stuff. And obviously, you see what these guys are using out there. Go get you some. And we're going to blow this stuff up nationwide, man. This is some good stuff. And don't have to add nothing to it. Put it on the ground. Get your tire wet inside of it. Have a nice day. Go get you some. So, listen, got some things to get you. First, just to let everybody know, next Saturday night, I'll post if I'm going to be on the show, but I'm going to be in the great state of Hawaii. And I don't know that I could tear myself away from the beach or anything like that to come do the show. I'm being selfish. Sorry, guys. But I got to be in Hawaii. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I won't be back till next Sunday. So if I can figure out a way, maybe I'll get something done, but highly not likely. So listen, this is what I got going on out here. Now, you know, we've had troubles with our track and the politicians, and finally they just slammed the door on us. And I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not, if I'm going to get in trouble, like I give a shit. Our councilman is getting up $615,000 to build a homeless bin. So this is going to be a facility for the homeless to put all their stuff in. Now, I don't know what he knows about the homeless, and I'm not speaking for them. And I could be wrong, but they seem to be pretty much territorial. They don't go too far away from the stuff they have, that they've gathered. And by putting their stuff in a storage bin, I think they're going to be hanging out at the storage bin. Now, some are saying so, but this storage bin is one block away from an elementary school. Now, it's cool that the councilman wants to do this. The guy who tells us there's not going to be a track here probably can't see this storage bin from his house, so that's why it's a great idea. But I just want to let everybody know, this is the kind of bullshit that we got to put up with here in Los Angeles. We got to get this councilman out. We got to get this mayor out. And you know what, man? And everything going on in this country, man, we got to take our country back. We're just letting too much shit get by and not holding anybody accountable. So that was my vent on that. I know Donald's been – oh, and I got to check this out too. I don't know who the guy is, but he sent me a friend request on Facebook, one of the council people. And then he wants to come on my show. I don't even know what this guy does. I've never even heard of him before. But I guess his goals in life are gonna run for mayor one day. And he would love to come on my show. And I kinda just told him that, you know. No. I didn't say it like that, but I just told him piss off because he's nobody to me. He ain't going to do nothing for me. He ain't doing all these politicians that promised everything, and now they went, fuck you. If you're listening, fuck you. You ain't coming on my show. And if you are, you're going to take a beat down. Bunch of lying motherfuckers is what you guys are. Anyway, back to the racing. I know, we do point counterpoint, and Zeke has probably been itching for a whole week because he wasn't in last week, and he's probably climbing the walls right now. You missing me or what, brother?
Oh, hell no.
Don't lie.
You need to move to the great state of Florida and stop dealing with them asshat Democrats that you have in California that have all your laws fucked up when you give homeless people a storage bin. I mean, they're homeless. I'm not saying that homeless people, you know, don't fall on hard times, but what shit is homeless people going to have?
Not a lot. Some place to put their shopping carts or something.
I can tell you right now, if your guy's listening in Florida, we don't have any homeless storage bins.
Well, you know, let me tell you this, Zeke. Now, right behind where I live, I shouldn't have said that because I know Randy Thompson. He's listening in the bushes right now. I just gave away my information where I'm at. But now it's going to kill my whole thing. Because I can see Randy now. He's my own brother, man. He's on Google right now trying to find where I'm talking about. But anyway, it was the old Navy housing. And there are houses there. There are probably about maybe 300-400 houses in this, you know, for the naval housing here, for the Navy. So what did they do? They tore them all down recently, and now they're building a complex. They could have used that facility for those houses. And they could put that money into some of these houses and fix them up. You see all these people doing these TV shows where they rebuild houses?
Yeah.
Hey, you could have got a bunch of those guys come bring their people in and start putting these things, give them a place to stay so they get on their feet, a place to shower, a place to sleep, and give them a second crack at life. You know?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with it. You know, the storage facility is only going to be abused by people that that are not homeless, and they're going to get free storage for their junk that they're going to hoard.
But we can't have a racetrack.
No, that would make money. And we know how good the California economy is and how much money you guys got over there.
You know what? I think we got more money than what they say because, like I said, I work down the docks, and we have the busiest port on the West Coast. I don't know if we're the busiest in the United States, but we're pretty damn busy. And I can't believe that all the cargo that flows through the whole West Coast, well, California, just California, because California, you have Port Hueneme, you have San Francisco, you have Oakland, you have L.A., you have Long Beach, you have San Diego, and a bunch of little ones in between. And the money that you know, for port fees and all this, our harbor pretty much takes care of L.A. If San Pedro would have become their own town and take the harbor back, L.A. would be nothing. So we have money. We just don't want to spend it on, because you got people with deep politics. We got dirty politics. That's all there is to it. It makes me sick. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent. I think they're all fucking dirty. We're never going to have what we had. We're never going to what we had way back when. And not to say that those guys weren't dirty and didn't do deals under the table, but man, they knew how to handle things.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
So, I don't know. I'm fed up with this. But I know that Donald's had a big an import thing tonight here in town. They're having it. And I wish I could do this, like, on the road, the show on the road. I just I don't know how to you know, go about it. About, you know, going about doing the whole taking everything and going. I guess all I need is like maybe a laptop or something and set up a little table and do a live show somewhere.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. But, you know, Zeke, I can't. I know it's like beating a dead horse, but, man, I'm so tired of this shit. So $615,000. And LA Unified is going to let them just go ahead and build it next to one of their schools?
Yeah, I don't think they really get the gist on most homeless people. Most homeless people are there because they want to be there, not because, you know, I know people fall on hard times, but a lot of homeless people are there because they want to be there. You know, me being in the construction field, and when I was younger, we'd get these labor pool guys that would come in that the company that I worked for would hire, and you would feel bad. And, you know, after you get to know these guys, they don't want responsibility in life. They just want to float, you know, and they do what they got to do. They go and they do day labor. You know, sometimes they live on the street. Sometimes they get a little bit of work and get a hotel room here and there. It's just some people, you know, that's the lifestyle they choose to live, you know, and unfortunately there's people that fall on hard times and don't have a choice at all.
Yeah, I know. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. So where were you last week? Did you take the car out or what? How'd we run?
No, I was actually hunting and it's just too much. And I do it a few times a year. I do the show, and then you know I get up at like you know 3-4 in the morning to go out, and I'm just getting old. I can't do that anymore, man. I was too tired, so I was in bed.
Oh, can't hang anymore. I'm getting up there.
Yeah. We went out. I was up at 3:00 this morning, so I haven't been to bed yet. We were hunting, and we were going to stay out. And I'm a duck hunter, and being in South Florida, and you're a duck hunter, the migration has to move with the cold. Well, it's not cold anywhere. So Lake Okeechobee, there's no birds on the lake. So we hunted this morning, and we decided to come home. So,
gotcha.
You know, you're kind of, you know, those boys from Detroit don't want to hear it because they're racing right now. But I'm wishing it would have gotten cold so I could have shot some birds last weekend.
I don't know, man. I've been seeing some rain in a lot of parts in the United States, man. It's like, I'm thinking rain in September.
Yeah.
But, hey.
It's been raining pretty good here.
Privilege. Has it? You've been getting rain out there, too?
Every day. We've had rain every single day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, can't do that. Can't do the rain. Can't do the rain. I'm too spoiled. Unless I'm working
well,
that might
have like
rain.
You guys have, like, the internal drought going on over there, too, don't you?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's hard to believe we have a drought when we have the Pacific Ocean right next to us. But, hey, what do I know? You know,
right.
Now, if we live in the desert, you know, I get it. But, phew, I can hit a golf ball into the ocean from here. Yeah, it's like... We can't take a little bit of that.
Yeah.
They do it on the cruise ships. I don't know. I it's a money thing. Not a money thing. It's just, you know what, if they did something like that, they couldn't charge you, but they charge you for water.
Yeah, but Mother Nature controls the rain, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just one of them things. Who cares? I don't mind the heat. I don't think we have that kind of a problem, but hey. I mean, we may have a problem. I don't think it's a major problem. You know, it's hard. I just don't trust anything anybody says. Anything, all the stuff that's happening on TV, and I can't believe any of the stuff going on. So it's hard for me to. It's hard for me to even bother with it. Get a headache with all this stuff.
Yeah, I pretty much stopped watching.
I don't know what's going to happen with this country. I think we're going to fall flat on our face. I think, I don't know. I just think that we have no leadership in the White House right now. None. And, you know, it just kills me. I don't know. I hate talking about politics on this show because it's not really for that format, but you know what? God, it's just.
Yep.
It's like, how do people see one thing different, so many different ways?
Well, you know what I think is funny, and I know you don't like that in politics, but think about it this way. You go to a racetrack. How many different people are there at the racetrack? And everybody gets along.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I've been to the racetrack out here when the terminal was open. I mean, you had lowriders, gang members. You had blood and Crips and not one fight, stabbing, shooting, nothing. Because that was... That land, that ground was sacred ground. That was neutral for everybody. This is a place where everybody could go. And no incidents up there. Now, how come, and it's the same way at the street races or the drag races, or how come we can have a gathering like that and not have any problems?
But, Teo, it's the same thing with every group. You know, triathlon people, you know, video game people. Doesn't matter your politics or color or anything. You have a common interest. Well, my common interest is my country and making money and seeing us thrive and be the best. People don't want that anymore. People want to, you know, they want the handout. They want the handout. And handouts do nothing. Somebody's got to pay for the handout. So if you can get people to realize that whatever your hobby is and the people that you get along with, you know, I have very ultra-liberal friends. And I'm a conservative person. I'm not ultra-conservative. You know, I'm conservative. But I have ultra-conservative friends. We get along just fine. You know, it's just having a common interest. So you got to get people in the world, in the United States, to realize, you know, we just can't keep on giving things away, and we just can't keep on spending stupid money, like whatever the hell you got going on over there, storage bin for homeless people. I'm beside myself with that one.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, you know, thinking of all that stuff, I was trying to find it right now. But I apologize if I don't know the name or not, but it's I don't know, she's the head of Black Lives Matter. But she posted that she doesn't want law enforcement in her town because of all the shooting.
That was in Chicago, I think. I think she's in Chicago.
So it's just like, I would be like, okay, pull every law enforcement officer out. And when they get a 911 call from that area, you just hang up on them.
Yeah, I mean, the we have some neighborhoods in South Florida here, I mean, not far from my house, that if it's a domestic case at all, the ambulance or fire department has to wait for the police department to show up.
Right.
So if you take the police department away, you're in those places, you're going to take the fire department and the ambulances away. So.
But you know what though, I got to tell you this. I was talking to a friend of mine, good friend of mine, and his name is Charles Jackson, and we were talking, and you know, it comes down to this. You know, and we preach this on this show all the time, and that's accountability. So where's the problem at? Okay, so they're saying we have some bad cops. Okay, maybe, it's safe to say that we may, sure.
No, without a doubt.
But in saying that, though, Zeke, don't you feel that police should police from the inside also?
Yes, without a doubt.
And that's what my point was to him. So how do you fix this problem? Well, the police have to police from inside. Colin Kaepernick, he's running his mouth. All the cops in San Francisco are killing black people. Well, what cops are doing it? Because you say all, we all. And if you say we all, then you're including everybody in there. Point being is this. If you know that there's a cop in there that's killed somebody on purpose and you're not telling us, then you're part of the problem too, Colin Kaepernick. If you're going to point a finger at all of them, then you better start singling some people out. Hold people accountable. Now, it's his God-given right as an American, freedom of speech. I get that. I don't care for the format and how he's doing it. And now he was at a high school game in Oakland and got the whole Oakland for that football team to take a knee during the national anthem. This isn't about a cause anymore. This is about just something to do.
And yeah,
that's
well,
where
you know,
he's taking it.
I'm not a football fan at all. I don't watch football. But the Dolphins, four players have, you know, decided they're taking a knee. But they've also now started. They've actually took the step forward to going in and giving back to the community. So I understand that.
That's not what this is about, though. This isn't about giving back to the community. That's the problem.
No, this is bringing awareness to something that there's not a problem. There's not a problem. I don't care what anybody says. There's not a problem. Because more white people are shot per year than black people by police officers. So I don't believe that police officers are just driving around and shooting anybody. I'm not saying black people. I'm saying anybody. Nobody wants to go out and shoot somebody unless you're a sociopath. That's the bottom line.
Let's go to Charlotte. A black officer shot a black man, and the crowd is attacking white people.
Yeah, wrong.
So where's the common line in that? I mean, that's confusing.
There's, you know, I'm.
Do you see what I'm saying? How stupid this is all getting.
I understand. It's disgusting because it's taken our country back 50, 60 years. 50 or 60 years. You know what else too, Zeke?
And I saw the video of the what happened in Tulsa, where the lady cop shot that dude, said he was reaching in the car. Now they're saying that the wind, how could he be reaching in the car when the window was up, and all these things coming out. Oh, the guy was on PCP. Hey, you know, granted, but if you just watch, and I got into it with somebody on Facebook about it, and my question, he goes, did you see him reaching in the car? And I said, no. Well, he did. Well, I didn't see that. Do you also know he was on PCP? No. Did you know that before you heard about it? When you were watching it, the video, did you know that he was on PCP? He said, that's besides the point. I said, no, I answered your question. Answer mine. He said, no. I said, well, let me ask you this question. How come they didn't – the guy was in between the police cars and his car. When he started walking to the car, there were four cops there. How come they just didn't run up on him? If he didn't have a weapon, how come they didn't run up on him and take him down? I go, bottom line is, and this is my opinion, and if I'm looking at this video for the first time, they said, if he reaches into that car, I'm shooting. Because they didn't, if he was reaching in the car, they didn't even bother to take cover behind his car.
I'm gonna take this one step further, and I said this on the air not too long ago on your show. I had to pull a gun on a guy June 1st. Okay, the cops were called. You know, of course the cops were called. I didn't get shot. The other guy, which was a black guy, he didn't get shot. And we had no helicopter up in the air because it cost a lot of money to bring a helicopter up in the air. So what went on that there was a helicopter up in the air? You know?
Right at that moment, just happened to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, were they on a pursuit? Were they chasing this guy or what?
They said the car was broke down. Who breaks down and pulls to the middle of a two-lane highway? People off to the side of the highway. So there's a lot of things that we the public don't know. And they can't tell you because this stuff has to go. This woman has to be tried. Whether she was in the right, this guy could have had a gun pointed at her. She still has to go through the motions of, you know, a trial, even though she's a police officer. These guys don't want to pull the trigger on anybody because they don't want to go through the interrogation in the paperwork and the bullshit, you know, in the time off, in the stress. Nobody wants to shoot anybody, you know?
I say yes, I agree. I think in this moment, in this spur of the moment, adrenaline's up high. I think that she was already... I just can't believe that guns are drawn. That's telling me when they're walking behind him, that's telling me right now that this man has no weapon. That's what that's telling me, that this guy has no weapon. Because had he had a weapon, had he threatened to have a weapon, they would have been taking cover in case he turned around to fire. That's how I would have been. So what I'm saying is...
It depends, Teo. I mean, like I said, I just pulled the gun on a guy a couple months ago.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
Listen, go by... But see, even though that's the case that happened with you, Zeke, what I'm saying is this is what I saw. I saw a guy with his hands up. I saw a guy that wasn't paying it. Listening to what was being told, I saw him walk to his car. I saw him with no weapon, and I saw him get shot.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing.
It's just,
but
you know, and the one guy said, "He goes, are you going to wait to see a gun before you pull the trigger?" Well, if I don't, then I'm shooting an unarmed man. Then I'm just as guilty.
You know. That's where control comes in. And you know, I've hunted my whole life. I'm a gun guy. That's where control comes in. In my situation, I probably could have pumped that poor kid full of holes, and I would have got off. But I'm not going to do, you know, it's control. I know that for somebody to reach in their glove box and grab a firearm and to spin around and to shoot at me when I already have the upper hand at that point, I know at that point that I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to see something. But that's me personally. I have no military training. I have no, you know, I'm a carpenter. But being around firearms my whole life, you know, you're taught control. You know, so I think this guy, he was a big guy, and her adrenaline was pumping. And, you know, my hunting partner and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, when a person sees a deer for the first time and they're hunting, they get buck fever. There's people every year that get shot by somebody in the woods because they thought they saw a deer, and it's a guy in camo clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to put the term to a human being, but my feeling is whatever somebody goes through that has buck fever, I feel she went through the same thing. Not that she was wanting to shoot him, but something took over. You know, she gonna fry for that.
But,
I don't give a shit.
But,
what's going on
but
with
see,
this?
It's happening. She, but see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Zeke. Is that it's happening a lot. I don't say all of a sudden it's happening. I'm sure, but here's the bottom line, and we go back, and I hate to beat a dead horse, but we go to accountability. Do what the police say.
Yeah.
But we hold on now. When you say that, what happens to the people who do exactly what the police say and still get shot? What answer do you have? Sometimes I understand what they're doing and why people are so angry. Look at the guy that had the kid that had the autism, and I believe he had a gun. The guy who was trying to tell the police, don't shoot him, he has autism, da, da, da. He's on his back, hands up in the air, and telling the police, don't shoot him.
Yeah.
Don't shoot him. Hands up in the air. What do? They shoot that sumbitch in the knee. Who's doing exactly what the cops are telling. He's doing exactly what he's told. He's trying to save this kid's life and trying to explain, give the cops 411 on the kid with the gun. And, you know, let me talk to him. And he still gets shot.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you explain that? What could you say as a cop and say, he was reaching for a gun? His hands were straight up. Even when he got shot, he flinched, but his arms were still up in the air.
Yeah, I seen the video.
So,
but, you know,
for this
to take traction, for me to think that this needs to take traction, you need to take color and race out of it. And the media needs to exploit it all, whether a white guy gets shot or an Asian guy gets shot, because you're gonna see a pattern here. And the pattern is these guys are doing something, or people are doing something, that you're bringing law enforcement on you. You know, I'm not saying that innocent people. The case that you just talked about, that was a weird situation. That was a weird case. But
But you know what's going to happen, Zeke? And I think this is what's starting to take place now. Is that people are becoming defiant. When the cop says, hey, you know what? We're going to start talking to them. And it's like, fuck you. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to. Now, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what?
Yep.
Get up against the car. And then you start resisting arrest. Then all of a sudden the phones pop out. nobody sees what – they don't see what happens prior to that. They already see it already going.
Well, the same shit had happened to me when, you know, I had a gun. You know, I had the gun. I was in a defensive stance. I didn't have the gun on the guy. I had the gun, you know, pointed down. But if anything happened, you know, I could have brought the gun up and done what I had to do. When the first cop came on the scene, I took my gun and I put it in my truck. And I put my hands up and I said, I had a gun. It is on the center console of the truck, just so you know where it's at. And he was like, I seen you. I'm good. You know, now he had his hand on his gun. He hadn't had a gun drawn.
Right.
The next two cops came up and right away grabbed me, made me get on the ground, had their guns on me. And, you know, I'm at the point to where it's like, hey, I'm the victim here, you know. And they treated me like a criminal for probably about 30 minutes until finally I said, look, I'm not saying a damn word, no more. You got me in handcuffs. You got me face down on the main road in a community that I live and work in, and were treating me like a criminal. But, you know, I didn't get defiant. I didn't try to resist when they put the handcuffs on me. You know, it could have went bad on my end, but it's all on what you do when it's happening to you. And that's my feeling, you know. And
the
cop that dealt with me.
That's the whole thing. You know, you got to keep a level head.
The cop that dealt with me, that sent in the paperwork, he was in my face, you know, telling me it was road rage. And, you know, I was looking at 3 years in prison over this, Teo. So, you know, I kept my cool the whole time. The only thing that I wish I had done was, I wish I had an attorney, because I'm not a criminal, so I don't have a defense attorney. But I wish I had just kept my mouth shut and said, do what you guys got to do. You do your job, and, you know, I'll have an attorney. That's the only thing I would have done different. You know?
Go ahead, Zeke. We'll finish.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, and you have to understand where I think people are coming from. And we talked about the guy who got shot with the autism kid. And then you have a numbnuts out here who rapes a girl, gets 6 months in jail, does 3 months on good behavior, and is let out. Now, the only question, like that dude I was arguing with, and I told him, I said, now, how does that work? What if that was a man of color that was there? You get 20 years. Maybe the death penalty.
Yeah, but you know what, Teo? This shit happens every day. This stuff happens every day in every state, in every color, you know, in every race. And it's the media who takes it.
Yes, yes, definitely. The devil himself is the media. And they showed that the riot in Charlotte, and I think they were saying something, or someplace they were doing I think it was Charlotte. It's a peaceful demonstration. It's a peaceful, and then there's other video of windows getting broken, doors getting kicked in, white people getting the shit beat out of them, and that's what I didn't understand. I didn't understand. Now, Is this something that they want to make? How do I want to say this? Oh, a black cop shoots a black man, and now we're going to riot and beat up every white person we see. Now, what did white people have to do with that shooting? Do you follow where I'm going with this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's no reason to riot. Now, here's the part where I want everyone to take note. Difference between a protest and a riot. And what people are doing right now are rioting. They're not protesting. Because Martin Luther King protested. Didn't carry a gun. Didn't shoot anybody. Marched down streets. Did it peacefully. That's a protest.
Yeah.
That's a protest. This shit, when it goes down, you start burning your towns down, breaking windows, looting. That's a riot. That's not a protest. That's a riot.
Well, you know, it's all on how you do your protest. Like Occupy Wall Street. You know, when they did their protest. They had a point until they started smoking dope, drinking, having sex, you know, and starting to, they didn't destroy anything, but they were going to the bathroom everywhere. They were just, it was like Woodstock, you know? So,
yeah.
you know, you take a protest where you take a person and you go, you know what, maybe they have a point. And then they start to take it to that next level and you go, oh yeah, they don't have any point. And that's how I see, and that's how most of the country sees these protests that are going on now that turn into riots. It starts out with everybody going, well, maybe they have a point. And soon as the group of assholes start destroying things, that whole protest, you just might as well go home, because at that point your protest means nothing to the world. To the world it means nothing. So, you know, they're just tearing up.
And the thing is, Martin Luther King, he did all this stuff, didn't carry a gun, didn't burn anything down, didn't break windows, didn't rob, didn't loot. The problem is what do you have today? What voices do you have out there to rally behind? If Martin Luther King was alive today, he would be embarrassed. He would say, all the work I've done has gone down the tubes. Jesse Jackson's a piece of shit. Al Sharpton's a piece of shit.
Yep.
Louis Farrakhan's a piece of shit. And all these guys, they, you know, it's like, I always say this because I'm a huge Martin Luther King fan. Martin Luther King could go into a forest to a group of bears and start talking, and he would have their attention. He just had a way to present himself, you know. And the thing is that there isn't anybody like that anymore. And these kind of, there's imitators. There are people who try to do what Martin Luther King did, but Martin Luther King had the respect of people. And everything he did the right way. And what they're doing right now is wrong, the way they're going about it. You know, it's like all the if they want to have it to where the lady from Black Lives Matter, she doesn't want any police in their town. Pull them out. Pull them all out. Get rid of them. If that's what they want, if they think their town will be better off without the police, get them out. But just know when they dial 911, no one's going to come.
Yeah, it'll be chaos.
Why, well, wait a minute. Now, who do they have to blame now? You see what I mean? If the police are the problem, get rid of them. If you think your town would be better off without the police, get rid of them. You don't want them around anymore.
Right.
It'll last a day. So, I mean, is there a problem? Yeah. Can you fix the problems? I think the problems start within. And you got to fight this problem, not from the outside in, but you got to start from the inside and work your way out. That's how a lot of tacticians and everything, they get into the problem and work their way out of it instead of being out of it and try to work their way in.
I don't even think it goes with even with the police department. I think it starts with home, your home life. You know, if you're a protester about the police, why don't you look at your own home, your kids, or your mother or your father? We all have somebody that's broken in our family. Hell, sometimes we're the broken one in our family.
Yeah.
When you say within, it's just not within the police departments, within each individual's home, and then within your community. And if you can't fix it there, then there's a problem.
But I think it stretches further than that, because not everybody, there's a lot of people that are lower incomes, and it's tough to food on the table, and kids know that, and what they do is they go out and steal, and they you know, to make money. It's a vicious circle. It's a vicious circle. And instead of giving money to Syria and give money to all these other countries, we got to fix ours first. We got to help us before we can help anybody else. And that's what our biggest... See, that's what I mean. The problem starts from within. It starts from within. And we got to take care of our own people. When I mean take care of our own people, I mean we need to start taking care of American people. You know, I told my buddy Charles Jackson, and Charles, I know you listen to this show sometimes. I hope you're listening right now. I want you to call in if you can. But I talked to him about this. Imagine this, Zeke. You go to court, you do jury duty, and guess what? The defendant's not sitting in court. You don't know what this person looks like. You just have a name. And you have to judge that person on the crime and the evidence without looking at what color that person is, without looking to – because you know what? Innocent people are nervous when 12 people are going to decide their fate. They're going to sit nervous on that chair. They're going to bounce around in that chair. They're going to do all – yeah. That doesn't mean they're guilty. That means they're scared shitless. So
believe me.
That's how they should start having court cases. The defendant should never have to be in there. For what reason? He's not going to testify. He's not going to talk to anybody. So why does the defendant have to be in there? I mean, now all of a sudden 12 people that sit on a jury are going to be an expert on body language?
Right.
You know, this is what our...
And what scares me is, yeah, I was in jury duty last year, and they called me in. Some of the people that they picked to be jurors, Tao, they were crazy. Two of the people they picked rambled on. They were just flat-out nuts. So here's the poor son of a bitch sitting on a stand, which may or may not be guilty. Now you have two crazy-ass people judging you, you know, mm-hmm. which they, you know, it's a great system, but it's also a scary system because, you know, lawyers, it's a chess game for a lawyer. They pick those people for a reason. You know, they think they would be empathetic to their, you know, their client or none, you know, to their client. It's just it's a crazy
yeah,
system.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was on Shake Show a few weeks ago, they got on the subject of all this stuff and everything and that, and something was brought up with OJ, and I said, are you kidding me? You think OJ, someone said he was innocent. I go, you know what, man? You sound like the 13th stupidest person I've ever heard. And he goes, what? Why do you say that? He goes, who are the rest? I go, the 12 OJ jurors and you. And he started laughing. I go, that man did it. That man was there. He was mad that his girlfriend was banging some other dude. And he couldn't get none of that anymore. And I said, and that trial should have never even happened in L.A. That should have been held up in Whitewood. And,
you know what?
Everybody has their own opinion on it.
You know what's funny is Mike Tyson. I hate Mike Tyson. I cannot stand him. Never did like him. Didn't like to watch him fight. You know, but I did anyway because, you know, it was a quick fight anyway. But he took a rap for rape that man went to jail for, and I don't believe he ever did it. You know? You're damn Mike Tyson. You're on top of your game. You're in a hotel room, and some hot-ass girl is going to get in bed in her bra and panties, and she didn't think anything was going to happen. Bullshit. That man went to jail. I don't think he raped her. I think she was trying to further her career.
You know what? And I agree. And I also don't think that – I think all that shit with Michael Jackson was bullshit, too. Because they go after him about the kid stuff, and then people were still letting kids go to the Neverland Ranch, and kids are spending. People were still after even the first time they said it happened, they were still letting their kids happen. You know why? Because they were looking for that payday. My kid said this. I don't think Michael Jackson ever put his hands on any little kid. He just wanted kids to have the childhood that he never had.
I don't think Bill Cosby did it either.
I don't know about that one.
You know, man, how come every girl that he supposedly drugged was trying to get in the movie business? Or, you know, people's objectives are bad, you know. I don't know. I just don't see it as – I just don't see it. I think that lifestyle and the way those people live, they're all trying to further their career. And when he didn't further their career, guess what? He scream rape.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole lot of women. Hey, you know what? And let 20 years go by.
Yeah. You don't say anything now, you let 20 years go by? You know?
It's a little crazy, man. Now,
Bill Clinton, I believe he done some bad shit.
Now, what did he do so bad, man? He had a girl.
The Paula Jones thing. She came out right away. You know, they put her down. You know, said he never. You know, so.
Paula Jones, you know, that rings a bell.
Yep. Monica Lewinsky, let's face it. She was a young girl, impressionable girl. That was an easy. You know, you're talking the president of the United States.
Yeah. But
you know what I'm saying?
It kills me, man, because you know what? I mean, just for a second, this is why it was so hard for me to believe. JFK had Marilyn Monroe. Bill Clinton gets Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
I mean, That's the best that Bill Clinton could do was Monica Lewinsky. I mean, I JFK gets Marilyn Monroe, and Clinton gets Monica Lewinsky. You think he'd have a little bit more power than that?
Clinton was tagged with a bunch more women than her. That's just the one that, you know, made the made the most noise. So, but they're all scumbags, all politicians. And if they're not going in, they are when they're come out. And I'm really, really curious about Donald Trump, and if he becomes president, what will change with him?
I'm scared to think about it.
No, I mean, think about this. Nobody thought Ronald Reagan was going to be a good president. He lost to Jimmy Carter. And then he comes back and defeats Jimmy Carter. And Democrats and Republicans alike all agree he was probably one of the best presidents this country has ever had.
Oh, I put him in my top five.
You know,
I love Ronald Reagan. But see, Ronald Reagan was our governor in California, too, so, you know.
Right. So, you know, he's already standing for law enforcement. He's come out and said it, you know. And he's right. A lot of these problems that this country has is a poverty issue. I mean, I don't know about you, Tao, but I'm a licensed building contractor. I made more money 20 years ago when I was first starting than I am now an established businessman. You know?
Yeah.
You know, my price of material goes up, but wages don't go up. You know? So, we're broke. As a country, we're broken. And if you start making people poor, you got a point. People are going to steal. Hungry people are going to steal.
They got to eat.
You know? You got to eat. Now, I don't believe you should be stealing Nikes and shit like that. But, you know, you know.
But you know what? Instead of giving $6 billion or whatever to Syria for their refugees or this or that, what about everybody here in our country? Who's going to fix our country? Who's going to take care of the people who need it here? That's all I'm saying.
Because we're buying shit over there that we have no idea as a civilian what we're buying. You know, we're buying airspace so we can fly our jets over. We are buying shit that we just don't understand, and we don't need to know. We shouldn't have to know. That's why we elect officials, so they know, and we don't need to know. So I understand there's money being handed to these countries, but we're buying something over there, you know. So, but some of the money, yeah, I agree. You know, it's stupid money.
Well, I just think they need to stop spending stupid money and put it to our country and rebuild our country and all the stuff going on. That's what I think needs to be done right.
Oh, I
go from there.
You know, when this country's prospering, everybody's making money, everybody's spending stupid money, everybody does well. You know, everybody does well. You're happier to be at your job when you're making good money. You know? We were going to go out. Me and my wife went out. When I got home, we went out for the afternoon, had to run a couple errands. And, you know, we were going to go out to Red Lobster. And my wife says, you know, I've been complaining that we've been spending too much money, and we're going to have to tighten up. And so we decided to go to Steak and Shake instead of Red Lobster. You know, big difference. Dude, our waiter was so awesome. He was a kid. I gave him a $10 tip on a $15 check. You know, that's where we need to be. You know, we need to make money so somebody who gives you excellent service, that he worked, you know, he made sure we were good. He was a young kid. You know, I guess my heart goes out a little bit because I have a 17-year-old stepdaughter that now has her first job. So when I see these young kids, I'm like, I know how hard she worked for the little bit of money she got. You know, so, but as we make money, we just spend stupid money, tip more than we should, buy something that we, you know, don't need, you know?
I always tip big. I do. My wife thinks I'm crazy sometimes, but you know what? I do, because you know what? That's a long night for them, and they probably got to deal with some assholes sometimes don't even. So I, you know what? I believe in that. I just, because I go to a lot of stuff. I always eat in town and Pedro and everything because I love it here. But yeah, I always tip big, and I'm always at the same places. So when I come in, they already know they're gonna get a big tip, and they're always good to. So I just, if you got good service, why not? That's how I see it.
Yeah,
they make minimum wage, and they have to live off those tips.
Yeah. So. But you know, as the country grows, and you make more money, you're able to tip more money. You know, I'm getting ready to point in my life where I'm getting ready to tighten up and sit back. You know, we're not going to go out to dinner as much as we do. You know, so.
Yeah. It's getting ugly out there with everything going on. It's just everything is changing. I don't like change. I don't like our politicians. I don't care too much for our mayor, our councilmen. I think they're all liars. So you know what? It's just, what do? You just got to wait for election day and vote them out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I'm with you. I'm not a big one. I really don't like change either. You know, our local track has had I don't know how many track managers. You know, as soon as you get to know a guy, you know, he's gone. I'm not a big one on change.
I just, you know what, for me, it's just I'm tired of the politicians turning our town into a shithole. I'm tired of, I mean, I was born in this town, raised in this town. I'm going to die in this town. But, you know, I've seen so much change in the last just 10 years. I've seen more. I'll just go back 10 years. You know, all the stupid shit they put in because someone's getting paid for it. Someone in our council office or city or whatever, they're getting paid. They're getting some kind of kickback for it. They put bike lanes all over our town that nobody uses. They've made two-lane roads, or well, four-lane roads down to two-way traffic. And then on top of that, because they want to slow down traffic, so now you have one lane going one way and the other lane going the other way. And guess what happened maybe a month or so ago? A motorcycle guy at the light, drunk driver, hit him, killed him. One-lane traffic. Well, you know what? Would it have happened if there was two lanes? Who knows? But you know what? You squeeze things down and more shit's going to happen. But they don't look at that. They look about the payday. They look about the payday.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost me? What's it going to cost? What am I going to get for it? So, it's just ugly. It's ugly here. I'm just not liking it. I just can't wait for election to get here so we can start voting some of these people out, voting some people
in. Yeah,
yeah. I wish Donald would run for city councilman.
He might have too much dirt. He might have too much dirt that he doesn't want brought up.
Oh, no, he don't have no dirt. He's an open, Donald, anybody in this town knows Donald. Donald's an open book. He's been there and done that. He's fallen to the bottom of the well and has climbed himself out. If anybody in this town is street smart, it's that guy. He knows what's up.
That's the thing, though. He's an open book. You know, he's been to the bottom, and brought himself back. But, again, all that is going to be drug up, and you're having the average person going, you know what? Not voting for him. You know?
They would rather vote for the liar and cheat. That's my whole point. That's how stupid people are. They'd rather vote for the liar and cheat than somebody who's honest and open with his whole life. Okay, so this. I never got high before. I've never smoked weed or anything like that. But I did vote to legalize marijuana only because this. Why should I vote against something that other people do? Why should I? Who am I to say you can't do that? You're not allowed to smoke. Hey, you can do whatever you want to do. If you want to legalize it and so you can do it, who am I to tell you no? Thing is, Zeke, is like if you have somebody like a Donald Galaz who knows what's going on, knows the pulse of the people. How can you relate to an alcoholic if you've never been drunk? How could you relate to somebody who's homeless when you live in a mansion? How can you relate to somebody who's poor when you're filthy rich? You can't, because you haven't been
right.
The best one is, how can you relate to somebody who's of color and their struggle and you're white? It's just you can't, and you'll never be able to. But in this case, you have a guy who can relate to every single person that has done every single thing out there, because this guy knows what it's like, and he can help. And that's how you have to look at things. Now, was he a drug dealer? No. Was he a crackhead? No. But to know Donald, as long as I've known him, this guy is one of the most honest and straight up people that you'll ever meet. And he'll bend over backwards to help out anybody. Not friends, anybody. People he doesn't know. He would be what I would call the politician of the people. This is the guy that would walk around town, if he was elected as a councilman, would walk around town without bodyguards, wouldn't need anybody. He'd go sit down and have something to eat with friends and family, and people would come up. That's the type of guy he is. Councilman, you see him out somewhere, it's a quick handshake. Okay, I gotta go because people are rushing him away. Then I'll be like, hey, I'm here at this function. I'm here for these people. I'm not going to another function. I don't care. I'm hanging out with these people. They invited me here. I'm going to stay here all night. I'm not going to just show my face for 10 minutes and leave. Because Donald has the pulse of the people. He knows that low income. He knows that middle class. And yeah, he knows some of the rich and shameless. But that's what makes him so so balanced. So in this town, now maybe not for governor or president or something like that, people where things would get dug up. But here locally, everybody knows him. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows what he stands for and know what he's about. And if he became councilman and I would go to him and say, hey, Donald, we need a track. And he would say, I kick him right in the nuts. But he's that kind of guy. He has integrity. And the great thing about Donald Galaz is that he cannot be bought. He knows all these dirty tricks that these guys do because everything that's done on him. That's why I tell him, you should run. He goes, I don't know anything. I go, neither is the past councilman. The one we have, the one before him, she didn't know shit either. That's why you have advisors. And you just get smart ones. And you don't get the ones that Janice Hahn had. And when you become elected, you hire the same morons. You all that loose. It's like being the head coach of a football team. You come in with your own people. You fire everybody. Get a broom and sweep all that shit out. But, you know, I would. I would love to see Donald. Just whether he won or not, it wouldn't matter. It was the fact that he's putting himself out there and making a statement saying, hey, I'm going to do this. I'd love to see him do it. I'll be honest. I know he'd have the support of this town. So we'll see. Maybe I could talk him into it. I'll try. But I think he should. I think he, you know, and you know, what are opponents going to say to him? Oh, you're that guy who wants to build a racetrack. Oh, you're that. Yeah, I am. I am that guy to help out the lower income families at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah, that's me. I'm that guy. And he'd be proud of that fact. He'd be like, so you've heard of me. You know what I'm about. What, you don't think helping out lower income families is the right thing to do? Put that question back on them. Let them answer it. It is what it is, man. I would love to see him run. I think he'd have local support. I think people in this town will vote for him. I think that he would have a lot more people register to vote that normally don't vote to make sure he got in. But I don't know. Maybe if he calls in, we'll put him on the spot. I know he's at that car show. They got a car show down here. But maybe he'll call in for a minute or two. We'll put him on the spot on the show. We'll get it recorded on tape.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that job.
You know, he's not, because I got like 46, 47 callers that are on the board, and I don't see his number up, but he could be listening. Donald, if you're listening, or if anybody's listening around, Donald, tell him to call in. Tell him the show's got a quick answer or question to ask him. I need an answer. But, you know, man, he'd be good. He'd be good for the community. He'd be good for racing, and whether he it's not about getting the track or nothing like that. You know, he'd be the right guy. You know, he's not one of, I don't think he's one of those guys who want to go to Washington and shake the president's hand, or he's just not that glam. He just cares about, almost like, you see the movie with Chris Rock, where he's the alderman in Chicago and he runs for president?
No.
Oh, it was a funny movie. That would be Donald. Donald is a people guy. Donald's approachable. So I think he would really work. We just have to wait and see if he calls in. Maybe I should text him. I'll text him and tell him, see if he'll call in for a minute. And we're going to put him on the spot. I mean, what could he say? No, I can't do it. He better not. I know where he lives. But, yeah, I just don't trust these people. I think that people in this town, want change.
Everybody wants change.
Well, maybe somebody will get to him out there, and like I said, he's at that. He could be at that big meet right now. I think it goes till 10 o'clock tonight. But I think he should. Oh, I don't think this is him, but we'll see who this is.
Hello, hello.
Who's this calling in my own backyard?
Hello.
Who we got on the line?
This is Dusty and Sancho.
Hey, where you at?
Donald's buddy. We're Donald's homies, the youngsters.
Yeah, I know who you are. Where you guys at? You guys at the car show?
Oh, we were there earlier,
we just left.
Yeah, it was just too many people taking pictures and stuff.
So, listen, tell me, what do you think, honestly? Don't you think Donald should run for councilman?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think he'd be the perfect guy for councilman for this town.
Indeed, yes.
And you know what? He's got, like I was telling Zeke, he's got the pulse of the people. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. Everybody will support him. And he's one of us.
Donald's from the street, man, so he knows what it's like growing up around here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
He
and
knows
that's
what it's
what
like,
don't
the day-to-day
have.
Struggles. No, he's a real person.
That's it. And that's what I think, man. And
oh, yeah, dude.
Hopefully. He told me he was going to call in tonight, but I figured he was going to be down there for that show. A lot of people down there?
There's a lot of girls.
Hey! How come they're not calling into the show? What's up with that?
Man. They're modeling with the cars.
Damn. They're all on 6th Street, huh?
Hey, but we want to ride our mini bikes.
Oh, no!
If only we had a drag strip or something
to
run it.
Hey, if I had a drag strip, I wouldn't have to go up and down Gaffey and Pacific.
That's right. Hey, that's why Donald has to be councilman, man. Oh, there he is right now. Wait, hold on a second. Is this the future councilman of the 15th District? What's going on?
No. This is Donko from the Brotherhood. What's up, Puppet? How you doing, man? Right now I'm on 6th Street. I'm on an internet radio show right now. I'm with Puppet from the homeboy from San Pedro right now. We're chilling. I'm with Redefined Car Club, all the families out here, Brotherhood. We're right here on 6th Street in San Pedro. We're walking in front of Norman's right now. We're probably like about 20 deep. We got the family with us. There's all kinds of nice cars out here. The music's going down. We ate at the Beach City Grill a little while ago. You know, so
good deal.
So
Donald, listen, we got people on the line, and we got a whole bunch of we gotta just put it out there for you, man. And we gotta get you to answer this question because you know the show is live and it's taped. So I'm just gonna put you on the spot. What do you think about you running for councilman?
I don't know about all that, man. I don't know about all that. I wouldn't
now.
Be able to. Hey, I'm representing the people from the street. I wear boots, not a damn suit. My fingernails are dirty. I wouldn't be able to sit
in those
council chambers. You know what I mean? I'm the people, man. I'm like everybody else. I'm not like those guys. In order for me to be like them, I'd have to get rid of my morals and values and all respect I have for anybody and to just sit with them. I can't do that. Everybody, I'm from the street, man.
See,
I'm going to stay here with everybody, you know?
But that's what we need, though, Donald. We need somebody from the street. We don't need these yuppies in there, man. You go to those meetings with your vest on, your huaraches, with a bottle in. You just go into those meetings like that. This is who I am, how I am.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about all that. It's a whole new different world, man.
Donald. I think I might have to start a campaign for Donald on Facebook.
A drag racing down the street campaign. Please.
We'll make our own sign.
We'll make our own sign.
Yeah.
Hey,
we already got a tree. We got a tree already. My West Coast Mini Bikes, they put a tree together for us. So at the runs the other night, they had a legit tree out there talking about we ain't organized. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen.
Have you seen it? I'm going to tag you, Tail, so you can check it out. The West Coast Mini Bikes, the Mini Bike Division, they're coming through, man. You know, they're out here doing it organized, you know?
They're on the phone.
Is that David? Is David on the line?
Yeah, they're on here.
Hi. David? David's the man.
Joey and Dusty.
Joey and Dusty.
They're the ones. Right on. Chilling.
Run these bikes and we'll show you what we can do.
Okay.
We do it as safe as possible. We're all in riding gear, helmets, gloves, everything. We take the most precautions when we ride.
They're organized, man. I went to the runs in Compton. They got it together, and they run for money, and they do it in a safe, controlled environment. Man, there's families out there barbecuing and everything. It was a good deal. They ran all day, and you know, it was fun. Shit. $620 pot for the winner. What do you think about that?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's badass. And then, that's badass.
People have the right to say, oh, there's no gambling. Okay, at churches, what are they doing? Giving away fucking nothing or what? What do they win out of church? You know, you could play the lottery, though, and you could go to the card casino. Shit, we're going to still keep betting money. It don't matter. You know what I mean? We put so much time. We don't even get back the amount of money that we do put into our cars, do we? Nothing.
No.
No. $600 is a pair of shocks, maybe. You know what I mean? If that.
Yeah.
And you're still on the low end, you know? And even for the bikes, man, they put some high-end clutches on those damn things. You know? It's crazy. You know?
Sometimes we don't even eat, you know?
Yeah, I know. We don't, because we don't care about food. We care about parts. We'll eat ramen and peanut butter sandwiches, baby. And that's why what did they say? One of my friends told me, I came from beans and rice, so I'm going to always stay beans and rice. That's what he says. You know? So, for the Italians, it's more like pasta. Tao, the Italians, you guys came up on that pasta, huh?
Yep, that's it. That's all we need, man.
All right.
Have a pot of boiling water and we'll travel. Hey, how long
are you
going to
be down
there till?
Showtime, Team Showtime is in the house right now, too, so I just want to let you guys know that. On that internet radio right now, the internet show. Team Showtime's here. Everybody's here right now. They're redefined. Everybody's hanging out. We're just kicking back. We're right in front of you know where we're in front of your sponsor, SoCal Tattoo, Tao.
Oh,
right in front of your spot. In front of Terry's place. No, I see the lights on in there, but I don't see her. So, yeah, but we're here, man. We're just hanging out. And, you know, right now on 632 at Bus, at Machine Studios, they got the Eddie Meeks limited edition Terminal Island Raceway book that's on sale right now. And they're selling it. And they got all kinds of old pictures of Terminal Island when it was open from the beginning to the 90s when it was shut down. Oh, yeah, they got a poster out there. They got a table set up and everything. So it's a pretty good deal, man. But, you know, I'm just hanging out with my daughter. The music's going on over here, and it looks like another successful event. There's a lot of people, foot traffic in the street out here, which is what supposedly the councilman wants to create down here in San Pedro. And if you would only pay attention to opening up a raceway, this little event down here wouldn't even – the raceway would blow this away real quick. And you guys know that.
Well, they could do this at the raceway. They could do this at the raceway.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Exactly.
Of course. You know? Shit, and we have the mini bike shootout out there, too, man. Right around 8 o'clock,
yeah.
We roll the mini bikes out and light them up, you know?
Yep.
Mini bikes versus, how about mini bikes versus cars, too? We're here.
Hey,
we're on 60.
Donald.
What's up?
Donald,
yes.
Maybe we should make a secret weapon, man. Maybe we should build like an extended mini bike, like a real long one.
Oh yeah. Get Dale. What's his name? Dale Terrell with his nitro drag bike out there. You know,
he still has that fuck. Oh yeah, he did.
Oh
he
yeah,
still has
that thing's quick, man. You know, but yeah, just calling a check in. The stage is going off. The music, it looks good. I see people out here just, you know, around here. You see the Nas tent from here. They're giving away their energy drinks and everything. They got a bounce house for the kids. They got a big old slide set up for the kids. They got a rock climbing wall. It looks good. What's up?
Is our councilman down there? Did he come down and check it out?
No, I don't see him. But you know what I do see? All the kids are going to like, and people, the fans of the Fast and Furious movie, they got that Paul Walker, that green car, that replica car is here, and he's actually parked in front of Senfuku, Tao. He's in front of the best sushi down on 6th Street. Yeah, he's in front of Senfuku, and all the kids are, you know, tripping out on the car and taking pictures of it and everything. So it's something that the kids can identify with, and it's something, you know, from the movie that they're into. So, you know, people like to see those cars, and they're fans of the movies and everything. So,
now, you know, Donald, here's what I don't understand.
Cowboy just showed up right now, too. Cowboy just came right now. He just showed up from Redefined. They just walked up. They're here now. They're here. They just walked up. So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you. I just want to give these guys props, man, for coming down here.
No, it's okay. Hey, listen, let me ask you a quick question. How come our councilmen won't come down to something like this that's got to do with cars, but yet he'll go hang out at elementary schools on the first day and do all the political shaking hands? What's he so scared of hanging out with?
I don't know. I opened this door. Well, actually, me and you sat down with him and opened this door. How long ago? How long ago did we try to bring him to the table with us? Yeah, and then he tries to make us feel. He tries to make us feel like we're less than. Or, you know what? I really dislike his staff. See, the difference between me and his staff is that I'm an elected official representing the neighborhood. His staff is hired staff. They just work for him. See, I'm elected by the people. Those mofos ain't elected. The only ones elected is Joe. Everybody else that works for him, Jacob, and all those other guys, and Branimir, your buddy, they are not elected. See, I got on the neighborhood council because people elected me. I came in third place because people elected me. So I want to deal with the elected official, not all those little cronies, like they come up to you at church and try to set some meetings up with your ass. You know what I mean? Drake.
So, Donald.
So.
It's going to go right back to my question right now. So you're in an elected position. So how do you think you would fare? How do you think you would fare as running for councilman? You would win this.
I don't know. We got to do some outreach. We got to do a lot of outreach. We got to go talk to our buddies out and watch to tell you the truth and talk to them first, because that's as far as his district extends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where it's at.
I know.
Look at, here's Officer Nua. Officer Nua from the LAPD. He's walking up right now. I'm on an internet radio show, Officer Nua. Grudge Inc. Radio right now. We're broadcasting from east to west coast right now. So Teo Russo is one of the local hosts here in San Pedro on Racer. And got all my club guys are out here, all my buddies from the club, Redefining the Street Racers. Good to see you, Noah.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, where's your LAPD race car at? Did you guys have it here? Where is it?
No, they didn't bring it? No, yeah.
What?
Well,
whoever is in charge of the car, the street racers are calling out the LAPD race car. We want to race you at the track. We want to race you at Irwindale. So bring your guys' car. Talk to your guys.
Let me try to make contact.
We want to race you. We want to race you at the track, Noah.
Definitely.
Okay? All right, Noah. I'll see you later. Well, I called out the LAPD. Teo, we just called out the LAPD right now.
Lock him in with the bingo right now.
I told them we'll meet them at the racetrack, but they didn't bring their car out. They were supposed to bring a car out tonight. Michael, how you doing? Michael from the People's Place. Teo, let me tell you about Michael from the People's Place. I'm on an internet radio show right now. Grudge Inc., Teo Russo, he's the local host. Michael from the People's Place saved this event. If it wasn't for Michael from the People's Place, this event would not have happened tonight. See, what happened is the PBID, the downtown business owners, they scrapped this event out, Teo, and Michael reached out to me and says, we got to do something about this. So me and Michael got together with actually the organizer. His name is Michael also. And we went and brought it back to the table. And Michael Katanza's words, they shanghaied this event. But because Michael stepped up, got a hold of me, we went through the proper channels, and here's the event out here again. So, Michael, I'd like to thank you again, man. Michael is one of the guys that stands in this community and believes that, you know, helping out the community down here. So
that's awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome.
The People's Place, Teo. If your family members want to come and dance and learn how to swing or do any kind of swing dance or ballroom dance, come down to 6th Street in San Pedro, the People's Place. Come and ask for Michael, and he'll teach you guys how to dance.
Sweet.
All right.
Sounds good, man.
Teo Russo was asking me how come the councilman's not out here right now.
He might be.
Oh, Michael said he might be out here. So we'll see if we see him. I heard he was on vacation.
Tell him that's a no.
We'll see. If I see him, then I'll let you know. But
Tell the councilman, say, hey, you know Taylor Russo's got a race with the LAPD race car? Tell him you got $100 on the Vega, see what he says.
Yeah, of course. Shit, I got more than that. I think I got 100, and then in my little side pocket I got another 200 right there hiding.
We gotta lock in that race, me against that LAPD car.
Well, I just called them out right now. So let's I told them we'll race them at the track. We'll go to the track and we'll race them. So whatever, we call them out.
We can go tell them we do it old school. We'll go down to Teo Russo International Raceway right now.
Okay. I know the address to that place.
Car's on the trailer. I can come right now.
You know what? The LAPD was supposed to have their car here, but they backed out for some reason at the last minute. So that's why they're not here no more. So for some reason, I don't know. But
they heard I was coming down. That's what it was.
Well, what does it say on your license plate? I am the what?
I am the big dog, baby.
Right on. Yeah, I'm walking down by Urban Feet right now. The surplus guy, the store's down there. Some nice 4x4s out here, man. There's some big trucks out here. Stage is all lit up. Like I said, oh, they got this big shark bounce house for the kids, man. This is cool. It's all set up, man.
Dude,
Nas is here. They got all these.
How long are you going to be down there till?
I'm going to be down there till 10 o'clock when it ends because I like to watch the cars when they leave also. So
okay,
that's, you know, 10 o'clock is the last time, so.
Where did you park at? Maybe I'll bring me and my niece and I'll come down.
Oh, I parked by McNerney's. I had to go park by McNerney's, Tail.
Damn! And you walked across?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I walked over here, so. I'm getting close to the stage right now, so you might probably not be able to hear me, but we're just walking around checking everything out, so. You know?
Okay, well, listen.
They got
unlike
a bunch of food trucks. There's food trucks, all kinds of stuff. 742's here. 742 Marketing's in the house. What's up?
Unlike the councilman, I'm going to come down and support.
Okay. They're giving out. Nas is giving out free Nas right now, too. So.
Should I bring some bottles down and get them filled?
They're not giving out that kind of Nas. They're giving out the energy drink. If that was the case, I got my 10-pound bottle ready to go too. So, all right.
Well, hey, listen.
All right,
listen, man. I'm gonna end the show. I'm gonna end the show on this note, and I'm coming down right now. So look for me.
All right, we're here. We're around. Give me a call, Tail. Thank you guys for the radio show and having to provide the platform for us to come out there and promote everything too. All right.
Anytime,
talk to you guys
brother,
later.
Anytime. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, and a shout out to West Coast Mini Bikes and all the guys from the West Coast too.
Hell yeah! Yo.
All right, late. Signing out, Brotherhood Street Racers. Signing out. Later.
All right, Sam. All right, guys. Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna bump down there and go catch some mini bikes hauling ass around down there, and get down to this venue, catch up with my boy Donald, the next, hopefully, future councilman. So. I'm on my way down. Mini bikes, be ready, man. Go down there, kick some ass. See you guys in a little bit. We out.
Mickey Thompson from Holmes Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson performance tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.